Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you for a day like this. Be glorified, be honored, be adored. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome again to the pre-convention service. In Jesus' name, you are going to push out all your pictures, inviting people to the convention and letting them know that it's time for them to experience the glory of the glory dome. Very, very quickly, we are positioning for divine direction, part two. Positioning for divine direction, and this is part two. Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 3. The Bible said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end he shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Someone say aloud, amen. Our objective is understanding what to do to receive direction from God. It's important to note that one of the most important assets of life is direction. Direction. Knowing what to do. Knowing how to do them. Knowing when to do them. One of the greatest assets of life is direction. One of the greatest challenges of life is direction. Many are so challenged. Lord, where do I go from here? Am I relocating? Am I changing career? Am I divesting? Am I reinvesting? Who am I to marry? Direction. But it's important to note that direction is one of the privileges that God has given his people. In Psalm 85 and in verse 8. He said, I will hear what the Lord will speak. I will hear what the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people. So the Lord speaks to his people. He speaks. If you are not hearing, it is possible that you have not understood the language that God speaks to you with. But God speaks to his people. I will hear what the Lord will speak. The Lord will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. The Lord speaks. In Luke chapter 4 and in verse 4, the Bible said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. The Matthew version said, by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. So, God is the God from whose mouth words proceed on a continuous basis. And then in Romans chapter 8 and in verse 14, he said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as are led. So, we serve a God who leads. We serve a God who leads. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What do I do, therefore, to qualify for this leading? Critical thing is, God leads. God leads. If you are a child of God, you are qualified for his leading. We looked at 7 points in the first service. For the brevity of time, we may not be able to go into those 7 points now. But we are going to look at 7 other points
what to do to be positioned for divine leading. Number one, decide to receive direction from God. Decide.
The beginning point is a decision. I will hear. Psalm 85 verse 9. I don't want to move by assumption. I don't want to take things for granted. I will hear. I've decided to hear. Direction can be a decision. If you can do without God, He will leave you alone. But if you have made up your mind that you cannot do without God, then He will give you direction. Whether it comes in the dream of the night, whether it comes through a prophetic word, whether it comes by hearing Him in the church, He will speak to you. You decide to receive direction from God. I will hear. So you must be intentional about receiving direction. You must be deliberate about receiving direction. There are those who continue their life. Business opportunity. They step into it without hearing whether it is of God or not. They move on to a journey. They don't care whether God is involved in the journey or not. I have prepared for journeys that I canceled. Flight arrangement ready. Everything ready. But I was aware that God was not in that journey. Heard the story of a man of God. I think it was Andrew Warnock. He was about to travel on a journey. He said he prayed for almost 21 hours. To have peace about the journey. No peace. He prayed, the more he prayed, the more he lost his peace. So he canceled the journey. They had already booked him on the flight number, the exact airplane. The people said, we have booked you on the flight. Everything is ready. He said, please, but I'm not able to come. Long story made short. The day he was meant to fly, that flight flew. Crashed. Everybody on board perished. 120-something people. He had no peace to go and he didn't go. Assumption can bring destruction. Assumption can bring destruction. Assumption can bring frustration. Even if you can't hear God, at least you can know whether you have peace about something or not. When your peace is lost, your way is not clear. When your peace is lost. So, there must be the decision. Decide to receive direction from God. Number two, step into the word and trust for direction. You step into the word of God, and trust for direction. In the first service, we looked about storing the word. But in this case, you are in need of direction right now. And you just began, Lord, I'm trusting you that you will speak to me from your word. Whether it is a preached word or the opening of the Bible, this book, you open it. You step into the word. You step into the word and trust God for direction. The Bible said in Psalm 29 and in verse 3. He said the voice. He said the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. What is the waters? Ephesians 5 and in verse 26. The Bible said that he might sanctify and cleanse the church by the washing of the water by the word. So the word of God is water. The voice of God is on top of the word. The easiest way to hear God is to go to the word. Somebody say loud amen. Maybe you are praying about something. And a scripture, a phrase just comes to your mind. A phrase or a sentence. It may be like, the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. That kind of thing. So you go to the Bible to look for where that sentence is, that phrase. When you find that phrase, read the whole chapter. Everything in front of that verse, everything behind that verse, read all of it. In the course of reading it, you will see answer. That is, when God gives you such a verse or such a phrase, He is telling you that either your answer is in that phrase or in the environment of that passage, of that verse, of that line. I'm talking to you from experience. I've received diverse directions on many issues, and I'll come to that at the end of the service. And so, step into the word as you trust for direction. Number three, determine to inquire. Inquire for direction at the place of prayer. So, you are inquiring means you are asking specific questions. You are not assuming. Jeremiah 6 and in verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 6 and in verse 16. He said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. Ask. 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 Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 to verse 2. He said, I will stand upon my watch. I will set me upon the tower. And I will watch to see what he will say unto me. I will watch. I will stand upon my watch. I will set me upon the tower. I will watch to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer when I am reproached. I will watch to see. So, you inquire. Lord, this door is open, but are you in it? Lord, this business looks good. Am I okay to go? Lord, these three men have come for my hand in marriage. Please, I don't want to marry the wrong person. Which one is it among them? You inquire until questions are asked. Answers are never expected. You expect answers only when questions are asked. Ask God. Even if you don't get an immediate answer, just let the question remain on the table. In the dream of the night, the answer may come. In the course of the day, tomorrow, the answer may come. Within a week's time, the answer may come. But the truth is, the question is there. Inquire for direction at the place of prayer. Number four, endeavor to listen for directions and signals for heaven. Listen. Listen. Prayer is a two-way communication. Many people talk to God without listening to God. Listen. Psalm 85 verse 8 said, I will hear, I will hear, I will hear, I will hear. So there is a deliberate hearing involved. Listen. In John chapter 10 and in verse 27, he said, my sheep hear my voice, my sheep hear. What most of us do is that we go before God. Let me just demonstrate something like this now. They come and say, Father, you know what? It has been a long time I have been following you. I've had all these situations and these challenges, and you haven't said anything about it. I don't want to get tired following you. You need to answer me and answer me on time. It's okay. I'll see you later. You cannot intimidate God into answering you. He doesn't owe us anything, but we owe everything to him. After you have communicated your thoughts to God, listen a little bit. Pray quietly. Calm down. He said, be still and know. There is knowledge in stillness. There is revelation in calmness. You maintain quietness with the hope of hearing something. Flow of thoughts. A flow of his voice from the inside. Or a scripture verse pops up or something. If you don't hear anything, instead of waiting for too long, you just go straight to the Bible.
and just begin with any verse. Just start reading. You will be shocked that in a verse or scripture that appears unrelated, direction will start coming. And I'm telling you, practical. I hear, because some people say, I don't want my mind to talk to me. If I keep quiet, maybe my own mind will start talking to me. No. If you cannot, you see, how you know that God is speaking is that whether it comes like a thought, it comes with a force, comes with a peace, comes, it's just anointed. And then you did not originate it. What is your thought originated from you? What is from God originated from Him? Am I speaking to anybody at all? But it is important to listen. God is speaking. The challenge is people are not listening. If you can't hear, take a tape message, a CD, start listening. Take the Bible itself, open it and start reading. Take a book and start reading. And if you are exhausted, lay down a bit and see if you want to rest a bit and sleep. In that sleep or awake junction, there is a lot of transmission. It is called trance most times. Am I communicating at all? I am telling you what I have seen and experienced for over 30 years. I prophesy to somebody today. Direction is coming your way. Direction is coming your way. Direction is coming your way. You will not miss it another time. Shout the loudness. Amen. Determine, endeavor to listen to direction and signals from heaven. Number 5. Engage in fasting when necessary for direction. In fasting. The voice of the Lord becomes easy in the climate of the fast where necessary. Lord, I don't want to miss road. I don't want to make the wrong move. I don't want to take the wrong steps. I am waiting for you. In Isaiah chapter 58 and in verse 6 and 8, Isaiah 58, verse 6 and 8, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. To undo the heavy burdens. To let the oppressed go free. And that you break every yoke. And in verse 8, he said, then your light shall break forth. The period of the fast is the period where light breaks forth. Light means insight. Light means revelation. Light means direction. Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to verse 2. Acts 13, 1 to 2. He said, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas, and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, while they were fasting, the voice of the Lord came. The period of the fast is the period of the sharpening of spiritual sensitivity. Your spiritual sensitivity is sharpened by the fast. And I will tell you, before we step into ministry, I'll tell you something we did. It sharpens your spiritual sensitivity, fasting, where necessary. If you have not been able to hear what God is saying, you step forth into the fast. And then, at strategic junctions of your life, He will cause His voice to hear, to be heard. That was number 5. Number 6, determine to pray abundantly in the Spirit. Praying abundantly in the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 9 to verse 10. 1 Corinthians 2, he said, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yeah. The deep things of God. The Spirit searcheth all things. Yeah. The deep things of God. Keep going. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. We have the Spirit of God, so we can know those things that God wants us to know. Praying abundantly in the Spirit. In 1 Samuel chapter 2. Sorry. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2. It says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. How be it? In the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. He speaketh mysteries. He is connected to hidden secrets. He is connected to hidden secrets. While he prays in the Spirit. I have prayed in the Spirit abundantly at various junctions in my life. I'm praying in the Spirit abundantly at these junctions of my life. Produced very, very drastic directions. Very drastic directions. It means to pray abundantly in the Spirit. And finally, determined to hear and obey divine instructions and directions continually. Hear and obey. Don't be someone who only, you are only looking for what to hear but not what to do. Hear and obey. Hear and obey directions. Hear and obey instructions continually. In Mark chapter 4 verse 24. Mark chapter 4 verse 24. He said. And he said unto them. Take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet. It shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear. Shall more be given. With what measure you meet. It shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear. Shall more be given. Unto you that hear. Shall more. So the more. The more you hear and hearken, the more you are given the privilege to hear more. In Genesis 22 verse 1, all the way to verse 2, God spoke to Abraham. He told him to sacrifice his son. But he will tell him the mountain on which he will sacrifice the boy. When he gets there, when he gets to the land of Moriah. Reach there first. This first instruction, do it. After you have done it, then I will give you the next instruction. Most times we want to hear all the instructions before we move. No. When I left up just for Abuja, I didn't know where I was going to stay. But I stepped out because that was the instruction I got. And the rest of it is history. Beloved brothers and sisters, divine instruction is real. What have we said today, beginning from the first point? First of all, you must decide to receive the direction from God. Decide it. It doesn't happen until you are decided. You know what? I am going to hear God. Hearing God is not a luxury. It belongs to his children and I am his child. I am going to hear God. Secondly, you must step into the word and trust to receive something. Just step into that word. Lord, I'm going to receive something. I'm going to hear you. Thirdly, inquire for direction at the place of prayer. Inquire for direction at the place of prayer. Fourthly, endeavor to listen to directions and signals. So listen. Do you remember that old song? God has something to say. God has something to say. Listen, listen. Pay close attention, for God has something to say. Can you clap the SU clap? Listen, listen. Pay close attention, for God has something to say. Hallelujah. God has something to say. God has something to say. Listen, listen. Pay close attention, for God has something to say.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
Listen and listen. Pay close attention, for God has something to say. You move on to the next point, and you engage in fasting where necessary. And then you move on to the next point, determined to pray abundantly in the Spirit. I'll show you about that. And then number 7, determined to hear and obey. Don't just hear. Go into your notes, even the things we are teaching right now. Hear them and obey them. And it changes your life. My life is a product of very, very drastic divine directions. Direction brings distinction. People stand out in life when they have clarity of direction. My life is a product of it. This place that we are on today, seated on today, when we outgrew Area 1 Church, we ran first service, second service, third service, fourth service, fifth service, sixth service. You were in one of those services, Your Excellency the Ambassador now. In the area one time. Six services. And a former president too. Overflow till outside the fence. Lord, what shall we do? I had received direction from the night vision concerning the airport road. And my heart was tugging towards the airport road here. We came to the airport road and ransacked everywhere. We couldn't find no land. Me and he is our chief land officer here in terms of looking for land. Yes. We went everywhere. One day we went close to that Kuji Junction, that overhead. We traveled into the bush almost 30 minutes. We kept going and going and going. They were going to, it was inside the sun, it was land they were going to show us. Do you remember one time we went to Kujet, the road between Kujet and Kashan. We met one man who is like hostile, a frustration in motion.
Very hostile.
There was nowhere we didn't, even opposite on this side here, we went there looking for land. When we didn't find, so we thought, we decided, all right, around Nasarawa State, Karshi area, Altaba Alefi and Gidan Zakara area, around where they've been fed, Goshen and Redemption Camp, let's go there. And we got land there, hundreds of acres. Because we were choking. My major nightmare every time was worship and wonders night, especially in rainy season. People will be sitting on the road and rain will almost be coming. My major prayer was against rain. The miracle signs and wonders will happen. Then, because people will be sitting outside. Lord, we need a place that can house us without people being harassed by the rain. And then, since we can't find anywhere, let us go to places where there is free land. As we're about to make the move, the voice of the Lord said, remember what I showed you in the dream, in the night vision. Remember the place. So I remember the place. I say, yes, sir. You know what is? I can't forget this statement. Because at that time we're looking for us. The more humongous the land, the better for us. He said, 1 square meter in my will is better than 1,000 hectares. Outside my will. I said, yes, sir.
So, on the spot, I called a property agent in our church. I said, this is your job. Go to the airport road. This is that property agent. Come, I'll pray for you twice. Today is the first time I revealed him in the church. His name is Peter Paul. Go to the airport road. When you come to so and so place, because God has shown me the landmark. When you come to so and so place, look right. That place is where our land is. Go and look for it. I anointed him with oil. Stand with him. Stand with him. That is ushers that need to be more alert. Anointed him with oil. Under 1 week he returned. He said, I have found the land. There are over 500 hectares and they can sell as much as we are ready to buy. Wow. Really? Let us go. So we came and I saw the land and I said, this is the one. Are we here now? Are we here now or not? Hey! Hey! This is the dignity of direction. The dignity. The dignity. To this morning, 31 countries are here in this service. Last year, over 100 nations paid pilgrimage to come here, because God said it. God spoke it. It's the dignity. And with what is going on this current, that we are seeing right now, it's going to become more drastic. More people are trooping in. Americans are coming. People are coming in their numbers. That is strategic direction number one. Number two was my direction for marriage. You know, God told me at the point, he said, I don't want you to be confused. Because of, and the time is up for me to show you who to get married. I don't want you to be confused. I don't want you to come to the point where, could it be this one, could it be that one? Especially as it was approaching the time when I could step into ministry anytime. He said, I said, okay, Lord, I'm ready. Who is the person? And God began to give me part by part. The person is like this. The person is like that. The person is like this. The person has such a gifting. At the time, under 1 week, the whole picture became one. I said, is it this person? Is it this Sister Becky? This sister that I have been praying for God to give her a good husband. Because at that time, she was very, very zealous. She would be preaching inside buses, preaching in front of hostels, doing all these things. And my heart was so burdened. This kind of person shouldn't marry a wrong husband. And then that ends her assignment. Because I've seen people who have done that. They were on fire before all of a sudden. Both men and women, they married wrongly. And then got frustrated. And as I prayed for her, Lord, let her not miss it. Give her a good husband. Ashe. Ashe. I was the one that was to be the right husband. Now, the answer to the prayer. Beware the prayer you prayed. Because you may be the answer to it. Jesus said, pray for the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the harvest field. When they started praying, he looked at them and said, go ye into all the world. You are the laborers. Hallelujah. That is the dignity of that direction. That marriage is an inspiration globally. I'm seeing a lot of husband and wife wearing the same cloth now. All manner. Today, if I arrive at the Abuja airport, it's as if it's a crime when the immigration and everybody see me. Where is madam? That is, you are not permitted to travel alone. Have you heard that? Plenty times. Immigration, DSS, everywhere. Where is madam? Where is she? I said, oh, she's on her way. She's on the back coming. I said, okay. Because one day I said, why are you so addicted? You just follow me everywhere. One day, we had to go to a place, and in my spirit, I sensed that she shouldn't go because I wasn't sure of how the road would be. That day, I was able to convince her not to go. On the road, I called her. I said, I am happy you didn't follow me on this trip because I don't know how I would have handled the discomfort of this journey. That is how dignified that relationship is. By divine direction. You will not miss it another time. I announce today, if you ever missed it before, you will not miss it another time. Third strategic direction, the ministry direction. Of course, the marriage direction came before the ministry's direction. I've never struggled to know what God wanted me to do. Never in life. Never. Because I am too afraid to do what God is not involved. Too afraid. I am too afraid to go on a journey that God is not involved in. So I was at a junction. Three ways to go. Lord, which is the way? And I separated myself. The last week of May. To the mountains of Ganarop. 3 days fasting. Beretetious tonguing. First day I heard nothing. Second day, in the evening, I was sitting on the rock outside and praying at the Capro School of Ministry in Ganarop. He said, what I spoke to you about, and this is like 10 years previously, the time to step into it has come. How, Lord, where, Lord? And specificity, not just Abuja, but where in Abuja? Where? Not Miss Road to Metama, not Miss Road to start in Wuse. The specific location. And while that was happening, my wife was at home. Lord, whatever you are telling me, telling him, tell me here. So that I can confirm that you directed him. When I return back home, she opened her book and brought her note, word for word, what I was receiving. And whenever I hear God, I jump out like a madman. No break. That was how I stepped out. And for God to confirm, the moment I landed in Abuja, at the area, zone 5 junction, I off my shoe, planted my feet on the ground. He said, wheresoever the sole of your feet shall tread upon, I have given it unto you. And I stepped, cast, with bare foot, crossed the road with my shoe in one hand and my bag in another hand, like a madman, taking over territorial control. Ay, 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 ay. Hey! Hey! I ran into a young man who testified in the first service. Who met me? I was around 500 level, 600 level. When he came from Otuko and met me. He came, he's trying to look for admission to the university. I gave him 25 naira of 30-something years ago. He used it to buy remedial form, entered the university, and lived with me. There were five of them. We were five together in the room, all in my room. Fed freely, ate freely. He said in his testimony today, he said that room was on fire of prayer. 70% prayer. 30% academic work. If you are not praying, you have no business in that room. He was ruggedized, graduated as an architect, and then had been in Abuja
As I stepped across the road, who did I see? The person that I bought remedial form for university, who graduated, who is now an architect, who is standing, ran to me and said, Brother Paul.
Can you see direct divine,
calculated divine direct? Brother Paul said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Gwagwalada. I had a friend in Gwagwalada who was a lecturer in school of nursing from my village. I thought, he said, do you know where Gwagwalada is? I said, I don't know. He said, he foul. I said, he said, can you come with us to our house? I said, really, where is it? He says, at the AYA Asokoro here. I said, okay, let us go. While we were inside the bus, he said, brother, the fire you carry, that fire I know from the campus, this town needs it all. I haven't told him anything. He repeated it 3 times inside the bus. The fire you carry, that fire that I know from the university, this town needs it all. After I mentioned it the 3rd time, 4th time, I said, that is why I'm here. He screamed inside the bus. Then work has started. That was the connectivity, the linkedness of the direction. To somebody that I gave money to buy form to study architecture. That person is a naval captain today, colonel equivalent in the Navy. He testified today. I gave him again the money he used to buy the form that took him to Nigerian Defense Academy. Again. Huh? Everyone doing good. Somebody say amen. Amen. That is the dignity behind this. If God doesn't give you calling, you can't have color. The color of a calling is determined by the color. Hey! This colorful calling you see. People coming from all over the world. Whites, blacks, Hispanics, all manner. See, is a proof of the dignity of the color. My mother used to say, the hand of God is upon you. See people plenty. You know what she said? That if you go from house to house and give people cola, not cola, please have a meeting, come. Will they come? They will eat the cola and still not come. You buy them Fanta, come. Will they come? It's not of him that willeth or runneth. It is of God that showeth mercy. And if God has not shown you mercy, you don't have it. Eloquence cannot give you mercy. Bold face doesn't make you a lion.
Stand on your feet, somebody. Hey! 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 Hey!
Look at the neighbor, say, bold face does not make a lion.
You need lionic genes.
This, what I just said now, wind cannot carry it through. Hallelujah. 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 There is difference between water and water yam. You don't use water yam for pounded yam. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. We are going to celebrate for 3 minutes. One of the points we saw in the first service. So, the easiest person to learn anything from is one who has the proofs of what they are saying. You can't teach me church growth if you are not pastoring a church, or if you don't have a church that is growing. You can't teach me financial principles if you are looking for transfer money. Hallelujah. If you want me to hear about divine direction from you, tell me the directions you have received. And not just the directions you have received, the proofs of the direction. I am telling you directions with proofs. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Anybody who receives something today, shout the Lord most amen. Shout the Lord most amen. Shout amen. Add this shout at the top of your voice. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive clarity of direction. Today, I shall not miss it another time. Before we celebrate for 3 minutes, you help me tell three people around you, tell them you will never miss it another time. I need explosive praises for 3 minutes. Let's go. Explosive praises, explosive praises, explosive praises, explosive praises. Let's go.
This time God, another one knows you.
Celebrate. No. Wait. Are you ready at all? If you're not ready, I'll just summon someone else. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, get ready. Are there people from the instrumentalists from the first service that can assist them to get the system working? Okay, go. All the way from America, right there playing the instrument. If you have a testimony that you need to give, somebody's right at the back there to pick it just sharply as you round up. Go ahead and let's celebrate.
Merci, Seigneur. Because you are God. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. We worship you in Jesus' name. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Yes. Let's go. Hallelujah. Let's go.
Yes, sir. This our sister Angel. 2 months ago, is 3 months ago, the son was diagnosed with anemia, and she needed funds for that, and over 200,000 thereabout was meant to be the initial deposit. She asked God at one of the prayers, commanding the midnight prayer, God, I need a good phone. I need money for my son's surgery. God servant asked us to write something on the expectations. She wrote it. Later on, she changed it. I need more than 200,000. And she said, Lord, I need more than that. The following morning after the commanding midnight prayer, a man met her at the market and said, Gudu Market. Say, woman, you look troubled. What is the issue? She said, nothing. A stranger, of course. The woman said, I want to help you. Long story made short, the man wired 500,000 to her account. The surgery has
stranger
been done.
Stranger on the road.
Unknown.
You have never met him
before. I don't know him. I don't even know. He didn't even collect thank you. In the good market, the people were saying, Jesus. Miracle, they tired Jesus. Women gathered on me, say, that God you are serving. I said, I'm a dunamite. Say, God you are serving, holding tight. My children were out of school. I was frustrated. I left this joint that I said, God, I don't know what to do. And secondly, a sister saw me. She said, why are you looking at that? I said, I don't know what to say. She gave me a box of clothes. Since that 3 months, I've been wearing clothes like a big woman.
Like a big woman. And you are a big woman. Give the Lord a big... You saw yourself, my God was going out of your little hands. Spirit of his favor is over forever in the name of Jesus. Huh? Yes, you are garment of favor. Yes, go ahead.
Our sister Joy Abimaje is testifying on behalf of her sister who came visiting from the United States of America a couple of weeks ago and was returning back. So they had a stopover in Morocco. And when they took off from Morocco, 1 hour in the air, the pilot announced that the windshield of the aircraft had cracked.
Oh.
Yes, sir. And before the sister left here, she said their mother gave her a sticker, there shall be no loss. And that was the voice of God that backed her up. God kept them in the air, and they flew back to Morocco and stayed another 7 hours before they took off to the U.S. Of
Albert.
Course, they were losing cabin pressure already at that point.
Albert, I'm sure you still remember all your skills. Can you tell me what happens to an aircraft if the windscreen breaks? He's a king's son and he's a pilot.
Obviously, if the windscreen of an aircraft breaks, that leads to a crash. Because the speed of the aircraft at that point, the aircraft on cruise goes almost 800 kilometers an hour. So you can imagine 800 kilometers wind hitting the crew. They could lose consciousness.
Drops it.
Yes.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise for that preservation and that deliverance. I scream, I declare today, if it will crash, you will not enter inside. And if you have entered inside, it cannot crash. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. If it will crash, you will not enter. If you have entered, it cannot crash. In Jesus' name, that's such a beautiful view. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Brother Monday Omade, 1 year ago, he was in Abia Central Church.
Okay, I think we'll stop here. As this was a guy, 21 years addicted, is now free. Not one. And if God is not using you, somebody is using you. I'll leave that for another day. If God is not using you, somebody is using you. Your tenure under the bridge is over.
Since then, he said he has been speaking in tongues for the first time, fire up for God.
That's right. Congratulations. Lift up your hands. Father, thank you. Did you hear what I just said?
Electrician was in the force, one of the forces. 2007 was released because of this condition.
All right. Father, thank you because he is set free. Jesus, precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a bigger clap and a bigger clap and a bigger clap. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. The biggest clap and the loudest shout of praise. Right now, we have dedications. And we're going to go there straight. But before then, can you stretch your hands in front of you? We'll take this out of the way. While the people will be coming out for it. All right. Okay, we need to show the people coming out. But we'll show you clips of the children conference. Tens of thousands of children that we had this last weekend. They ended yesterday. Tens of thousands. Probably the largest gathering of children for church. Nationally, our people say they are not aware of any other one where children gather every year. I preach to children for 1 hour with comprehension. It's one of the most interesting preachings you have ever heard. Maybe you should look for it. Hallelujah. And we'll show you the clip of that and also show you the Lagos Church dedication this evening. And then the convention starts this week. And by give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. The pictures you took and the ones you take after the service, please push them out. And we have a pre-convention meeting by 6 p.m. tomorrow, which will be a Kingdom Financial Stewards meeting. Empowerment for supernatural and financial resources. Everyone who is excited with what is going on here, we are putting in chillers to just cool our head when we come for service. And several of the other things that is going on translating to multiple zeros. You were not here when the announcement was made and you want to be a part of it, feel free to be a part of it. And the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. While we are doing this, anyone here today in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. And you are saying, Pastor, I've seen the miracles, I've felt the presence of God and the move of God. And I want to be saved. I want to become a Christian. I want to be born again. I want to be a new person. Anywhere you are, pray the prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever. You are here in need of rededication to Jesus. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want today to be a new day. To rededicate your life to Jesus. Rededicate your life to Jesus. Hand over your life to Jesus. Make today to mark a new day in your life. You are bound by, like that man, 21 years bound. You are bound by smoking, alcoholism, drinking, womanizing, lesbianism, prostitution. Something has changed your life. You are not a bad person. but you are bound by a bad lifestyle and you want that chain broken. Stand up on your feet, pick your Bibles, and rush to the front here and let us.
I one. Have just one life to live.
Quickly, come and let the addiction be broken. Two.
I am yours to Lord.
Three.
And for all eternity.
Four.
I have just one life to live.
Five.
And he must glorify you. I am six. Yours to Lord. And for all eternity.
Seven.
Lord, I want to know. Lord, I want to know.
Eight.
Lord, I want to be. Lord, I
nine.
Want to
I want to know you, Lord. Lord, I want to see your face. Lord, I want
to know you.
Lord, I want to see you. I love just one life to live. And in my glorify you. I am just a Lord. And for all eternity. I love just one life to live. And in my glorify you. I am yours, the Lord. Lord, I want to know.
Lord, I want
to see your face.
Lord, I want
to
know.
Lord, I want
to know.
Lord, I want to know. Lord, I want to see your face.
Lord, I want to
do your will.
Lord, I want to know.
I have just one life.
I have just one life
to live. And it must glorify
you. I am yours, Lord.
And for all eternity. I have just one life to live. And it must glorify
you. I am yours, Lord.
And for all eternity. Place your hand on your chest, everyone of you. And pray this prayer after me. I say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today, go forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a praise.